You're wonderful, and God is working in you. He's working in all of us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's never stopped working. And it's just how we orientate our mind and how we respond in life situations. Like today, you know, with the electrics going and, you know, we can't use the plug sockets. You know, I'm thinking, oh gosh, like we got fellowship tonight, Lord. What do? I just went to God. And then God just showed me, okay, you get Amber to host it. Until the meantime, you can take over from her. And, so I just called Amber. I said, look, you know, we haven't got no socket. So I send you my Zoom details. You log into them. And cause I know she's got a nice stable, internet connection there. And I know she's got a great computer cause I give it to her. So, she was, blessed and willing to do that and host it from there. And as we started the fellowship, obviously the guys turned up now. Amber and Danny's just turned up, giving us our coffees. And they're inside. Danny's still got his phone and Amber's still got there, still listening. But they've just gone inside and to see what, you know, is going on. And the guy's looking at everything now. So, believingly that get rectified soon. So, you know, we just go to God and we just follow the steps he puts in our hearts to do. And we just keep blessed and we just keep focused. And sometimes situations could go on that might make us feel that we're not really with it or walk in or whatever. But, you know, we're always with God and God is always with us and he's always working in us. So we just stay with him. We don't get put out of joint. We don't lose the mind and, you know, think, well, nothing works for me. That's just an old response from the old nature. And, you know, because, you know, we got the mind of Christ and we got the Spirit of God living in us. And we have to remember that God is a faith God. So we move by faith. We don't move by sight. The just shall live by faith, not by sight, it says in the scriptures. And, you know, faith is the things that you can't physically see in front of you. You know, we can't see God and we can't see Jesus Christ, but we believe that's faith. And then the confession of that faith, you know, we say Jesus is Lord and we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead and we receive salvation. So the receiving point from God in every area is faith. God needs your faith. He doesn't want you to judge and do things based upon what is going on in your circumstances, your situations. But he says, come to me and, you know, he'll direct us. Because he's directing our path. You know, we're not directing it. He's ordered our steps in his word that there be no dominion, no sin having dominion over us. So it pulls us back. So we, you know, get weary in well-doing. Many people become weary in well-doing and they give up or they get discouraged and then they draw back. You know, and God says, you know, don't draw back in fear. You know, God doesn't delight in that. But move forward with faith. And faith is persistent. Faith never gives up. You know, faith never stops believing God, never stops saying what God says. Faith always finds a way. In other words, we're always looking for that way because we know that God is going to make that way where there seems no way, that he's going to cause rivers to run in our desert and he's going to make a way through any wilderness that's presented in front of us. So we keep moving, we keep jetting, we don't get discouraged. So that was discouraging, you know, because like, okay, no electric, no Zoom, no television, no laptop charged up, enough to keep the meeting going, no coffee being able to be made. So we just make do with what we got and we go to God, okay, Father, show me the best solution to move forward in this situation. So how we respond is a big thing. You know, how we respond. How do you respond when you're by yourself? When you don't think that nothing is actually happening or going on for you? You know, like, you know, when people come to me on the one-on-ones, I say, well, look, you know, you may think in your physical that nothing's going on, but it's happening in the spiritual. And when you connect there with your mind to God, then that can become visible in front of you, the before ordained works that God's got for you. And we have to remember God, you know, he knows our life. He knows the beginning from the end. And so, but he needs us to respond in those situations because he's got the perfect answers, the perfect direction, the perfect solution. And he's got the provision, he's got the healing, everything's there from God, and nothing's too difficult with God, nothing's hard for God. And sometimes we make these situations hard because we're looking at the situations or we're responding to emotions. And again, it's and emotions are a part of the old paradigm, which, you know, affects us if we allow it to, or we bring it into subjection. Like, we're to lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And, you know, it's our minds lined up with God. And our bodies, you know, should be subjected to our minds. And the way that we direct that is through the words of our mouth. So, you know, your words and the way you think is the way you're going to speak. And your words is framing your world. What picture are you painting on the canvas of your life? What image do you have before you? What are the desires of your heart? Like Madeline, she paints her pictures. She starts with a blank canvas. She has to use her imagination. That's like faith. The imagination is the faith, because she can't physically see it yet. But it's as she acts, as she applies the paint to the brush and then to the canvas, then the picture starts developing and starts taking shape. So it's the same with our lives. As we go to God daily, we've got desires and goals that we want to achieve with God. We all want to do the same works that Jesus Christ is doing, and we all want to do greater works because Jesus Christ said we could do it if we believe on him. And now we know we're enabled because we have that gift of Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And as he is, so are we in him. So vision, direction, and faith is so important. So I know, like for an example, Madeline has great faith, because in the physical world, she does paintings and she has to get her canvas, which is empty. And then then she uses her imagination. So what do you want? Like when God said to me, Lawrence, say what you want, not what you see, I was delighted. And I started to understand about what we confess and what we say. But then a bit later on down the road, I realized I didn't know what I wanted. Oh, what do I want? So I wasn't able to paint a picture. I didn't have the vision. And so I wasn't able to implement and give these desires to God. So I go to God for my desire. And Father, you show me what I need to do. What is it that you've got for my life? This is my desire. I really want to live unto you. I really want to encourage other people. I want to speak to the individuals, the tens, the hundreds, the thousands, the hundreds of thousands and the millions. I want to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, God, because I know this is your heart. This is your desire. And I want to walk like this, and I want to talk like this. I want to do the same works that my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ done. And so what does that take, God? I know I'm enabled, but where do I position myself in my mind? Spiritually, I'm seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, right? So it's allowing God to, once we understand our seated position, who we are in Christ, the authority, and that God gives the vision. Where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. And that vision is revelation. So God is revealing his plan, his purpose for you. And he gives it to you in bite-sized chunks. He's working with your faith. And they're like building blocks of faith. And as you step out, you see the outline of the vision. You know, and then the corner of the vision, and then like the outside of that vision is being built in and the picture's developing. And then you become strong in faith through your confession and through your practice of these things. You know, so again, our minds is very important, and our words. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I say it all the time because it's so true. What do you think about? When you're by yourself, how do you position your mind and your thoughts? Do you let the emotions take control so your thoughts make you cloudy and, you know, and dull and non-energetic? Because when the spirit of the God is activated and the mind's lined up, then we have that energy and we have God's ideas, his concepts and his insights. So God gives to us his ideas, he gives to us his concepts and his insight. And then it's up to us how we implement that with God. So the practice of these things are very important. Like speaking in tongues is one part of our walk, a very important part of our walk by the Spirit of God and listening to God and to hear God's voice. So the more we practice speaking in tongues, you know, learning that sometimes I used to find myself sat down and not doing anything. And realize, oh, I could be speaking in tongues. So just practicing doing that every day. And then the more I've done that, the more stronger I become by way of speaking in tongues. The more I was hearing what God was placing in my heart to do. And then reading the scriptures and meditating upon the promises. What is God saying? What did Jesus Christ do? How did he move? How did he communicate with people? You know, and he was led by God all the time by the Spirit of God. And he was always speaking the words that God put in his heart and his mouth to speak. He was always encouraging faith. He was always getting people to look to the invisible so that they could see the impossible. And so again, like when it comes to with Cathy, she was talking about like her confessions. And I said, well, what about your prayers? You know, when you go to God, how do you pray? God wants us to be bold in our prayer. Some of the records in the scripture where it says ask, that when you look at that word, it says demand. You know, when I spend £50, I'm making a demand on that note, which is authorized by the bank. They got to respect that. They got to give me the goods to the result of that bill, which is £50, right? So when I present it, they got to honor it. When we present our request to God, he honors it when we go to him with faith. And so we can demand. We can demand, Father, look, this is your situation. I give this into your hands. You need to do this, and I expect this to be done because I know that you're faithful. You're the living God. You're the mighty God. If you're lacking in your finances, Father, I know that you want me to prosper. You want me to be in health. I know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow with it, that you delight in the prosperity of your servants, and I'm your son. So I call on the bank of heaven, Father. I call upon your resources. You have all the gold. You have all the silver. I call upon you now to release that to me, and I receive it now by faith. It's already mine, God. I thank you for this. I thank you that you always hear me pray. And do you know what? When you pray like that with an expectation, with faith, God comes through every time. Every time when you really put your heart to God, when you really look to God, and you don't let the five senses judge what you do, say, give, receive, but you know that you're looking to God and he's making your path plain. In the era of giving and receiving, you know, when Kathy was sharing with me, it just kind of brought to my mind that, you know, we can really limit God, especially in the era of giving. The other angle on that giving is this, is that I went to God and said, God, when I first connected back up with Sangha, and I knew that I was going to be honoring God towards Sangha, because that's what I knew, God wanted me connected there. And I was being encouraged through him, so I knew this is where God wanted me to give. So I said to God, Father, how much should I give? Do you know what God said to me, back to my heart? How much would you be happy to give? All right? So God put it back on me, because that is down to me. I was always given on the lower end of the scale, because I would look at my finances and I would think, okay, well, I got this to pay, that to pay, that to pay. I can just afford giving this. And I wasn't happy giving what I was given, because I really wanted to do more. That was my heart on this, right? So I really wanted to do more. So I said, God, I would be happy to, I really want to be a big giver, and I'll be happy to give this amount. I set an amount. I'll be happy to give that. Now, I didn't have it to give, but I said I'd be happy to give that. And then the next thought come to mind was, Lawrence, how much do you want to receive? And I was always like a get by. You know, I just ask God enough just to get by. But God is not a get by God. He's a God of all abundance. And he really wants us to enjoy this life. He really wants us to have everything that we need, not just so that we got all our needs met and we can go and lavish everything on ourselves, but that we can be a blessing, that we can be the lender, not the borrower. We can also give and we can help as God directs us by his spirit. So I wrote down the amount I wanted to give. This was in November the 24th, 2019. This is when I wrote it down, and I put at the top, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain that he that readeth may run to do it. So I took that from the scriptures and I said, okay, God, I'm writing this vision down. And I wrote that, the amount I wanted to give. And then I wrote that big amount I wanted to receive. And I said, I want this to be over 2 years. And I want to see this increase. And you know what? From the time I done that, that was when the same month, all that was made available for me to do it. And God blessed me on my giving side and also on my receiving side. Because I was precise. I was specific. I knew what I wanted. And then I started to confess that. I started to declare that. And so this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to declare his word and to be confident and to go to him boldly and to make known our desire to him. You know, and when we're putting God first and we're focused, he will really come through. The other side of the vision was I really wanted to go to India. And there was no way at that time that I wanted to go to India that it was going to happen. But I started to visualize myself sat in business class on this flight to India. And every time I would think about India, I would see myself on the plane inside and outside. I would see myself from outside into the plane. And then I would see myself in that plane in the business section. And then so a series of things happened, and then Fred said, do you want to come to India and all this? And I said, yeah. And he said, okay, I'll get your ticket. And I said to God, don't forget, I want business. And then I kind of laughed to myself. You know, I did have that thought. Am I being a bit cheekier? You know, but I just said, no, I want the business flight, God. I didn't say that to Fred, but I said it to God. And then he sent me through the tickets a couple of days later. And I looked at it and I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. And then I realized that he booked business seats on all the flights that we were going to take. So when we're clear and when we have confidence and when we see the picture that God is painting in our hearts and we're receiving his images, not the world's images, but God's images, and we keep them in mind and then we give them to God in faith, then he really goes to work. And when you give what you're really happy to give, like I was really happy to give this amount that I asked God. I said, well, I really would like to give this, God. I've never been able to do that, and I really want to be able to do that. So God provided it, giving for me. And so he's the source of all of our supply. He's the source of our receiving. He's the source of our seed. And we don't want to let things limit us. So, you know, if I look at anything in the senses realm that's going to stop me from giving what I want to give in any manner I want to give it, then I'm walking by my sight. I'm allowing the things in the sight, in the senses realm, stop me from giving what's really in my heart to give. So this is where we can either give in senses, you know, from what we, you know, read and what other people have told us, or we can give by faith. And God wants us to use our faith. And you don't have to put percentages on it. What do you really want to give? What's really in your heart? What are you really going to be happy to do? You don't have to put low or high. What are you really happy to give? And when you do that and you say to God, this is what I really would love to give, and you provide that for me to do it, he will provide it for you to do it. And also ask God, look, Father, at the end of the month, I would like to receive this because I've calculated all my things. and I'm always short at the end of the month, or I just got a little bit to get by. I want a bigger abundance because you are the God of abundance. And I'm believing you. I'm practicing these things. And everybody else seems to be getting it, so why not me? So I'm coming to you with confidence. I'm asking with great respect to you. And I'm going to see this happen, God, because I know that you're faithful. See, it's not about my faithfulness. It's about the Heavenly Father's faithfulness. It's about looking to him, not judging anything through the senses around what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch. But it's what God is working in our hearts. He's building the vision, the images, the picture, just like that canvas painting. And so we can see a clear view of what it is God wants us to do. And as we stay with God, as we're led by the Spirit of God, and as we implement that, then we get really blessed. So God is the one that's going to really encourage you. God is the one that's working with your faith. God is the one that's going to get you to your destination. God is the one that's going to provide you with the things that you need and abundance to be blessed and to be a blessing. God has made you the head and not the tail. And this is where we got to get our minds to. And God has worked with me in the last, 2-3 years to get me to the point where I'm speaking confidently, believing confidently, knowing confidently, and he's given me the wisdom. And as I implement that, as I also receive words that I'm being fed and encouraged, I receive them. I take them straight to God. Father, I love what Sandgate shared there. Show me how to apply it. Show me how to practice it. And he gives you the wisdom. Because if you lack wisdom, God says he'll give you wisdom where you lack it. So as we just do it with God, I'm not doing anything here unto a man or a woman. I'm doing what I'm doing unto God. And as he's working and energizing me, I'm being obedient. See, with faith comes obedience. And it's not a schoolmaster's obedience. It's obedience unto God from a free heart, because you know he knows what you need. And we believe him to be faithful. We believe him to be true. And it's that simple. So this is what was working in my heart, and I shared with a couple of people this week from sharing with Kathy, because it just opened up that way. And I also shared this with Sangha, because I wanted to, you know, he's the one that's encouraged me. I know he's walking with God. And he said, yes, this is the right perspective. God has given you the wisdom, and if people do it that way, they get blessed. So, you know, I check everything I'm doing as well. I don't have to, because I know that God's working in me. But I like to check. I like to make sure I'm in the right place and not going off on my own. So like that's from a free will heart obedience that I do these things. I go to God. I say, okay, God, I'm going to run this past here as well. But I believe that what you're showing me, what I'm speaking is right on from you, because I'm practicing this and I'm seeing the manifestation or the fruit, the evidence. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating. You eat that pudding, it may look nice, and you eat it, it might not be nice, right? But when you eat it, you prove that, yeah, this is a great pudding. This Christmas pudding is really tasty, you know, because you proved it by eating it. You know, Jeremiah said, I found your words and I did eat them, and they became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. So everything that I'm doing, like Kathy mentioned, is with joy. I give with joy. I receive with joy. And I expect from God. I really expect. Now, Father, you do this. You send me the laborers. You send me the abundance. You open the doors for me to move. And I'm not looking at anyone else. I'm not looking at people to give to me. I look to God to supply. I know he will work in the people. I got so many testimonies. I could have told you this. I haven't shared quite a few of the testimonies that I could, but I save them. I'm going to save them for my one-on-one people. So you can ask me if you want, and I'll share the testimonies with you. Because I don't want to be a boaster either. You know, because you can give the testimony, and people say, oh, he's boasting. But you know what? If I am boasting, it's in my God. Because of myself, I can do nothing. I really can't. I'm nothing without God. But God has made me a son of God. And he's given me his Holy Spirit. And I'm confident in the things that I'm doing. And I know even if I go to the left or to the right, there will be a word behind my ear saying, Lawrence, this is the way, walk ye in it. Do this, practice this, because God is faithful. He's keeping us alive on our walk and on our journey. And he's saying, look, why can't you see I've been with you? I've been with you in your terrible situations. I've taken care of you. I've carried you. I've provided for you. I've healed you. I delivered you. Now trust me. Now is the time to really walk in faith in this day and time and to really be set apart and show people my love, show people my light. You are the witnesses of my deliverance and my goodness, and it's manifested through your life. God wants us to believe. We're believers, and believers is all about faith. Faith is what you can't see, is a trust in the living God, a trust in the words that he has spoken and declared. And when we believe them and act on them in faith without any evidence in the senses realm, when we trust God and move, that's where the signs, miracles and wonders happen. That's where the labors come forth. That's where the abundance happens. And so this is what's in my heart, and I'm really infused to share these words because God is the one that's energizing. God is the one that's directing. Just everyone remember that God is really with us, and we are more than super conquerors. We're seated at the right hand side of God, and we just need to know who we are and make our stake, you know, put our stake in the ground and not move from that. And we keep focused with God. When it seems like nothing's happening, we just pray, speak in tongues, you know, declare what we want, not what we see. And we keep ourselves encouraged with God. We go to him. We ask him for his wisdom. In situations, we ask him for his direction. And we just call peace. You know, I command this situation to be light, and I command peace. Peace come. Peace be. Light be in this situation. So we say what we want, and then we use our authority, because there's authority in your words, and heaven is backing you up. All of creation is moving around because of your confession. You know, who made the sun stand, you know, go backwards? You know, time to stand still. You know, God, there's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible with him when we believe. And again, we are called believers. You know, people ask you, what is your faith? Some will say Muslim, Buddha, Jain, or whatever it may be. But we are born again, sons and daughters of the Most High God, with Christ in us, the hope of glory, and we live by faith. It's not just a name. It's not just a faith. We live in faith. So, you know, with everything that we do is with an expectation on God to perform, God to provide, God to deliver. God is the one that does the works by us here in this world. He's given you the authority. He's given you the Spirit of God to move by. That Spirit of God is also the comforter. And that Spirit of God is where we have God's peace, not the world's peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. That word troubled is a word called terasso, and it means to be stirred up and agitated by different emotions and situations. So we bring everything subject to God. We lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We know there's no temptation that has taken us but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, so that you are able to bear the situation you're in. So God is the faithful one. He's faithful. He will never let you down. God is your sufficiency. He supplies every need, and he's faithful to do that, even when we're not, even when we don't practice at times. He's faithful. He remembers our frame. He knows that we're dust, right? He redeems our life from destruction, like Pedro was mentioning earlier on. He crowns it with loving kindness and tender mercies, so that our youth is renewed like that of the eagles. So these are the great and precious promises of God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So, you know, we don't focus on these things, metrics or whatever. We don't focus on it, but we look to God, knowing that he's got the perfect solution, perfect timing, and we're going to be blessed. And we are the blessed, and we're blessed to be a blessing. And we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. You know, the blessings of the Lord are chasing us down and overtaking us. Our enemies come before us one way and they flee before us seven. We're blessed in the store, in the basket, and in the fruit of our bodies. We're prospering and having a great journey through life because we are the sons and daughters of God. It's not that we're nothing of ourselves, that we're something because of us. We're something because of what God has done in Jesus Christ, and we believed on his name. Now we have full privileges. Now we have full access. We have full connection to God. We can go to the throne room of grace, you know, to find mercy and help in the times of need. When those times come up, we go to the throne room. We go to the courts of heaven and we plead our case, and Jesus Christ is pleading it for us, and he's making intercession for the saints. He's working behind the scenes. God is working in him behind the scenes, and God is at work. So, you know, we just rest knowing who we are, knowing that we have deliverance, we have direction, we have vision, and we are the salt of the earth. We are the lights of this world, and God needs you to stand, and he needs you to trust in him. He needs you to have full confidence in him, and God will do 100% guarantee whatever you desire and believe and pray for and declare when you do it with what? Faith. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the only thing that pleases God is faith. That's how we're to live in this world, not by what we see, but what we see in the spiritual, knowing who we are. And then when you pray, believe that you've received it already, then it shall manifest. That's what it says. Mark 11:24. And before that, what did Jesus say? Now, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe the things that he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is going to come to pass. It's not by your might and it's not by my might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And he's working in lifetimes. He knows every detail of your life. He knows every situation in your life. He's a God that does deliver, that has delivered. We are complete in Christ. Satan has no authority in your life. He is under your feet. He's been defeated. He's the God of this world, only the systems. He doesn't own the earth. He's just the God of this world through the media, the politicians, and religion and idols and anything that doesn't stand on truth. And like I was sharing last week, you know, Jesus said, you know, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. When we speak his truth, it separates out the light from the darkness, and it brings the people with humble hearts that want to know, that want to receive. So receive these words gladly, like they did on the day of Pentecost. Let continue steadfastly. You know, don't be weary in well doing. And, you know, remember that God is with you. He sustains you. He strengthens you. He keeps your head above the water. In fact, he places your feet above the water so that you can walk on it. You know, and we look into the invisible, we can do the impossible. We don't look to the visible. We don't go the visible way. The visible way is doing what everybody else is doing and doing it how they do it. The invisible way is walking by faith, letting God lead your path, letting God direct you. So I know I shared earlier on at the beginning of the fellowship, Kim is on the phone letting these people know, the house and association that we rent the house off, that they couldn't complete the job. So she has to do that. So this is why I'm sharing instead of her right now to take her place, but she sends her love. And, you know, so she's taking care of the business that needs to be taken care of. And, you know, we're doing God's business. Our business is to do the Father's business. And if it means making a phone call to someone to take care of the business, then, you know, we do that and God can work in that. So we do what we need to do every single day with God. On the practical side, we do what God shows us to do. On the practical side, we do the things that we need to do so that we're blessed and our mind is not distracted. It's not divided. Your thoughts are not scrambled, but they're single on God. So that's what we do. We keep our minds focused on God. We don't let the mind be divided or distracted. We don't let the old nature try and surface in any way, shape or form. through the emotions, even though the emotions are important, but I'm talking about negative emotion. We bring that in. We lasso it in, and we stand fast in the liberty where Christ made us free, and we're not entangled with the yoke of bondage. God says, don't be entangled with with the yoke of bondage, you know, but stand fast in that liberty. And where my spirit is, there's liberty. So the spirit of God dwelleth in you. You have freedom. You have liberty. Don't let your circumstances lie to you and tell them that, well, no, it's not true, Lawrence. You don't know what I'm going through. Well, let me tell you, God's word is truth. And when we declare that and keep our focus there, then we see that problem, situation just melt away, like melt away. And God's word is moving throughout all of the United Kingdom, all of Europe, and the world, all of the United States, India, Nepal, and all the Arab countries, regardless of what the politicians are trying to do, regardless of pandemics or disease or pestilence, because, you know, we have made God our first love, so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, if, you know, no plague will come near your dwelling. 1,000 will fall at your left side and 10,000 at your right, but it shall not come near unto you. And God has given his angels charge concerning you to keep you in all your ways so that your feet don't even get hurt. When you're walking with him and you set your love upon him, so set your love upon him, set your desire upon him. Give him all your burdens. Give him all your problems. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. And whatsoever things are honest and true and lovely and beautiful, you think on those things, and what you think will come out of your mouth, and it's either going to be life or death. So we're going to speak words of life, those words energized by God, thoughts inspired by God. God gives ideas, he gives concepts, and he gives his insight. And that's what we want. We want the wisdom that comes from God, just like when Solomon prayed. You know, he said, okay, God, give me wisdom, because I need to know how to minister to your people, how to come in and out amongst them. And he didn't ask for anything else, but the abundance followed him, because he had the right priority, which was to do the work that God gave him to do. And God gave him a free course, whatever you want. God has also given you the free course, whatever you want. You ask of him, and he will perform it for you. God is going to do the performing. And that's what we got to realize. It's not what we try and do, but it's what we allow God to do by our obedience through faith in what he's showing us to do. So it's very simple. You guys have a great week, great weekend. God is with you. He's already got the answers. He's already got the solutions. He's already got the deliverance. He's already made the way. And as you stay with him, you will not even notice it, like Pedro was sharing earlier. You won't even recognize some of the harm that was planned for you. You won't even know of it until we're face to face with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we're gathered together. The return isn't happening yet, guys. It's the gathering together first. The return is after the 7 years, right? And then we come back with him ruling and reigning and kicking some butt. So God is with you. You are super conquerors, and God has caused you to triumph in every situation. You are blessed. You are provided for. You are healthy. You are wealthy, and you are prosperous. This is what you need to say out of your mouth. Even if it all says it's a lot in your mind, 5 cents mind, it says, well, that can't be. Well, God says it is. So then we say, okay, and be like God says, like be. So again, what comes out of your mouth, and what comes out of mouth is what you've been putting in your heart. So put God's words in your heart. Ask him for his revealed rhema word, those live, inspiring words. That's the words that we live by. When we go to the fountain of living water, who's the source of all our supply, that's who God said the people have forsaken. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water. And they feud out their own systems, their own theological ways of doing things, or their own religion, or their own path, or their own negative way. But God says, come back to me, the fountain of living water. Come back to me in your thinking. Come back to me in your practice. in your speaking, in your dealing. Come back to me. Cease from your own works and allow me to do the work for you. I've gone before you, so you just need to follow. And I will show you and lead you and guide you what you need to do. So let's come back to God in faith, in confession, in vision, in believing. And we ask God for the desires. We ask God for the vision. We ask God to strengthen us. And we ask God, you take care of this problem, God. It's not my problem. It's your problem. I'm giving it to you. I let go of it. I'm totally released the whole thing to you. And I refuse to worry. When you've got something that's bugging your mind, you take this. I refuse to worry. God is taking care of it. God is taking care of it. I'm not even thinking about it. I won't give it one inch in my thinking. So when we have that tenacious faith, when we have that contagious faith, you will set the world on fire because God is the one energizing and working in you. He just needs your cooperation. So God bless you. I love you. Thank you for everyone's sharings. It's been a hot and wonderful, encouraging, uplifting night with great sharings, and God is working in every single heart. And like Amber said, we take each other's words that are spoken as the words of God. So that, you know, because God is working in each of us.